Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. The Orlando Magic are on the clock. They ended up with the number one overall pick last night and moved up one as to compare to where they would have been based on the number of ping pong balls. And that puts the ball in their court. And what I mean by that is they could now draft Chet Holmgren, number one overall. And for the first time, I think, in NBA history, you could have not just two back-to-back years of lottery picks from the same high school, but they could end up on the same team with Jalen Suggs already there and residing in Orlando as their first-round pick last year and starting guard for them. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Brian Sanifer, who runs the Sizzle program, the grassroots program, and watched these two grow up in front of his eyes. And Brian, you know, we had talked for some time about the possibility of having two lottery picks back-to-back out of the same high school, and in this case, Gonzaga as well. But I hadn't given this much thought until last night. Were you watching and thinking about this as a possibility?
You know, I've been watching it. I was watching it, but it's kind of a thing where Larry Sugg and I have been talking about this for a while. When, you know, we saw that Orlando was going to fall into a possibility of being a number one pick, I said it would be crazy. It'd be like a dream come true if him and Chet could end up playing together, you know. So it's crazy. I was sitting up last night, and Chet was texting me during around the time that everything was going to go on. And I'm just like, you know, he kind of added more suspense to my thought process. So I'm sitting up with my fingers crossed. And when they got to the Final Four, and they still hadn't called Orlando, I was like, wow. Man, crazy feeling.
Do you think that he is, without question, the first overall pick?
Yes, no doubt.
You think that's established already?
Well, I'll just say this. If I was a betting man, I mean, I just think as a businessman, when you look at Orlando's situation, basketball-wise, I think it's a great fit because he does something that the bigs they have is totally different than all those guys. He does a little bit of what Franz does. You know, he rim protects the basketball better than Mo Bamba. And I just think, you know, he shoots the basketball. If you look at the guys they got, I mean, Jalen had an off-year shooting, but if you look at the guys they got by shooting at three, he would add a major, major piece to them, you know, stretching the floor, especially with his ability to break guys down that'll be bigger than him in the NBA.
Okay, and I haven't followed this that close. Are there a lot of rumors about them trading the pick? Or have they locked in and saying we think we're going to keep? I mean, you know, every year you get the first round pick, that there's always those rumors.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe the rumors.
Okay,
I feel like that if you look at their situation, Miami hasn't been a hotbed for basketball since Shaq and Penny's been down there. And, yeah, you know, I remember it was disappointing when T-Mac and Grant Hill got there because they never got to play together because one of them was always hurt. So I would say that Jalen and Chet could be the biggest thing to hit there since Shaq and Penny. And I think now it's a new era of marketing with social media and stuff like that. I think those two would be they would be a major shot in the arm for, you know, for the whole city of Orlando.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It's been since, you know, we think we have droughts here. Orlando's not far behind. Since Shaquille was a young player playing in those pinstripes with Penny, they haven't done a lot.
Haven't done a lot. I think Jamal Mosley's, you know, I've been knowing Jamal for a while. I've been proud of him getting the head job there. And I think, you know, Jamal is looking for some answers. And I think right now they need some young talent. They need something to bring some energy into the arena. I mean, when Jalen was healthy, Jalen was probably one of the main guys on the team that brought, played with a lot of emotion, got the crowd into the game when he played. And, you know, the way him and Chet, the chemistry that him and Chet have, you know, playing since they were middle school all the way up right now, the way they read the pick and roll, run the pick and roll. I mean, if you look at a lot of the high school videos that they have online of those guys, they run that pick and roll probably as good as you're going to see. So I think that, you know, it will just make a lot of sense. I mean, obviously me, I'm a little biased because they're both there. But I just think basketball-wise, it makes the most sense, and I think for their whole ownership of their program makes a lot of sense.
What is Chet doing now to prepare for the draft?
He's working out in Santa Barbara with his, you know, working out with his personal trainer, with his agency that he's with. He's working out there every day. I think he's working out 5 to 6 days a week. Knowing Chet, 7 days, even on off days, he tries to sneak in the gym. I mean, you gotta take the keys from him to keep him out of the gym. He's so much of a gym rat, so you know he's. He texted me last night afterwards, and he was just excited and talking about he can't wait to work. He can't wait to see all of his draft nights. So, you know, it's just been a great feeling, man, to be as an AAU director, to even be in this situation. I don't know if there's any other ones ever been in situations me and Larry have with this situation going on. But program-wise, you know, your son plays for our program. I think it's just huge for our whole program and, oh, huge for the state of Minnesota, you know.
But explain, you know, the Sizzle program and AAU Across Sport, you guys had a tryout this year, and I think a lot of AAU programs did, and you expected 200 kids. You got 400 that showed up that wanted to play basketball. What's happening here?
I just think, you know, I don't think every parent, I mean, the kids are, we have a very big following social media-wise, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't have that 10 years ago, you know, but when you have the type of success that we've had with kids, you know, on the football side, the basketball side, kids that play dual sports, we've had a lot of success on that level too, but just in the national circuit, or, you know, you think about going back to Jalen, those guys when they beat Sierra Cannon on TV. That basically that game when we played on TV that night on ESPN was Under Armour Sizzle versus EYBL Sierra Cannon with Brandon Boston.
Is that how you got that deal done?
No, we had a deal with Under Armour way before that deal. We had a
but,
deal
but
with
I mean, Under Armour. I mean, is that how you get the deal done to get that on TV for those two high schools?
No, they're Geico runs. It was running events,
okay.
So Geico stepped in and did that. But I just think that the social media following that we have. You know, you got to think, Jalen and Chet have, between the two of them, got well over 1 million followers down there. So you got to think, if those guys retweet anything that we post or anything, it just goes viral.
You know
what I mean?
Yep.
And it's just like the kids follow it. We have a very strong presence locally because a lot of the kids, you know, are friends of rival schools. You got Trey Holloman over at Creighton. He always supported everything we did at Minnehaha. Our kids would go support him. Those kids all have a lot of following. So if they retweet or if they tweet out something, it just is our program just has a ton of kids that follow us, and they watch everything we do. So just like last night, I made a post, just called it Orlando Sizzle on Instagram, and I probably had, I don't know, I mean, geez, I had a thousand views, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
right,
just one of the things.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Time it's quiet. It seems like our kids make something happen, it seems, I guess.
Now, I saw something the other day. I know you'll talk about this because I thought it was interesting. You run the program. In other words, you were there at this tournament, and I was watching this tournament, and all of a sudden there was a ruckus, and the referee was trying to figure something out, the two referees, and you came out on the court, and I thought there's got to be some administrative decision made here. And you threw a kid out of the game that was on the bench and must have said something. And you did not hesitate to make that move. And a lot of people would say, well, it's AAU, and you got to keep these kids, and blah, blah, blah. And you said, no. Here's the standard. He violated it. You're gone. And then his mother escorted him, and she was not happy with him. But just take us through that. What happened? Because your tolerance for it was quick and decisive.
Well, when you have the way we have in our program, that are out there coaching, volunteering. They're not, you know, we don't have a big budget to pay our coaches and stuff like that. You can't have, you know, kids chirping back to a coach. And when, you know, and I don't care if it's unpaid or not. I mean, you know, I'm just big high on respect with adults. And if you, if a coach tells you need to come on, you look at the coach and say, I'm not coming out. That's a problem for me.
Yep.
That's a problem for me, you know, and I'm a big, you know, we like to give kids, you know, the opportunity to have a lot of fun and be able to verbalize things to our coaches so we have an understanding. But at the end of the day, when you just flat out being disrespectful, you say that or you refuse to go in the game, then, you know, that's what brought his mom out of the bleachers. And I respect her for coming to my side and siding with me because whether she sided with me or not, obviously he was going to be done. But, you know, that's just a bad example. You don't know who's watching. You look, you think your son didn't play on that team and you saw what was happening. So that's what I'm saying. You
know, I got to say, it was impressive the way mom escorted him out. They said, no, you're not going to sit here and watch. You're out of here. You're going right now. And she took control after you took control. And it was just, it was kind of refreshing to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I just big on discipline. You know, like I tell my kids, you never know who's watching. Like the other night, the gym was completely quiet. All of a sudden, you see Jalen Suggs sneak into the gym, and all of a sudden, he's not coming there trying to be the most seen or nothing like that. He sneaks in there with his aunt and them. All of a sudden, 5 minutes in, every kid in the gym sees who he is. Mm-hmm. So they're going. You know, I seen it on social media. Kids are running up to him. He's taking pictures. But you know, at the end of the day, the kid's just trying to go under the radar, but, you know, every kid that came his way, he took a picture, he signed autographs, and that's just another one. You say, why are there so many kids in our program? Just little things like that. Kids love that, and we're just fortunate enough to have those type of kids in our program.
How has this summer gone? Has it been a typical AAU spring so far? What's it been like?
Well, it's been rough on me because I had some back end and stuff like that. But as far as a program-wise, I would say this is probably – the most successful year we've had in the history of the program. I mean, you were off a little bit of numbers. I say this humbly. We probably had closer to over 500 in the trial. So
is that what it was?
Of those 500, we were able to keep about 400 because you're going to have some drop-off. Kids just want to do other things, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, when you look at it, like last weekend, everybody's playing. This weekend, everybody's playing. You know, and they're all at multiple different events locally around here. They're playing. Next weekend, we're probably going to have 2018 playing in a big recruit look event that's going to be at Shakopee High School next weekend where some of the top teams in the Midwest in the country will be here to play in. So program-wise, from 9 and under all the way up to 17 and under, I mean, it's just a blessing. And when you have great coaches, you know, the guys and ex-Gophers, you know, Randy Carter, Melvin Newburn, Ariel McDonald, Quincy Caldwell, Chandler Santel, I mean, the list goes on of guys in our program that give their heart, blood, sweat, and tears to what we do. And no, like I said, nobody's getting paid anything, but these guys do an unbelievable job, man. And I think the guys that coach, you know, your son's team, whatever, their heart's all in the right place. Because trust me, if they weren't, people like you and the parents, they wouldn't be coming from Fargo. They wouldn't be coming from where you
guys. No, that's right. Absolutely. In fact, somebody's asked, I get asked often about AAU programs and how do you decide. And I said the two things that I've learned is the two questions you need to ask if your son or daughter's going to play in an AAU program is how big is the roster going to be and who's the coach going to be? And does the coach have a kid on the team? Those things have a lot to do with the experience that you – sometimes a coach that has a kid on the team is not good. And sometimes if the roster size is in double digits, all of a sudden that rotation gets so big that, you know, you got a 60-minute running half, the kid might only play, you know, 10 minutes of an actual game. What do you tell them about that?
Well, I think one thing about us, I think we try to be fair. You know, one thing, you know, a lot of programs, they base their programs based upon having just elite kids. You know, kids that are elite are going to be good no matter where they play. I think we have a program that caters to kids that are middle of the road, that are elite. Some just want to play to play, and they can care less about trying to play.
Want to make their high school team, you know?
They want their high school team, and they want to get better. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these kids develop lifelong friendships. I mean, you look, because of the game of basketball, you know, Larry, you know, Jalen Suggs and Chet have become, and a lot of kids on that team have been great friends. You know, Chase Carter, another kid. You know, these are kids that have transferred over to have played other programs, but they came over. They transferred to schools with those guys. It's just like a brotherhood. And I think, you know, when a lot of these kids, they come back, last weekend. I had several alumni kids that said they were coming back in, come back in town, and they missed. The first thing they say is, boy, Coach, I really miss the days when we used to play in those tournaments, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, they're fun, yep. Hey, I got to let you go. I'll talk to you soon, gang.
Appreciate it, my man.
You too, Brian Sandifer.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.